This is the Hungry Hippos daily podcast for Tuesday, March 10th. We are your hosts, Brooke
and Camden.
Today we will be discussing taking a stand. Camden, when is it right to take a stand in the Misfits book?
I think it's right to take a stand in the book when the characters put posters with nice words on them in the hallways because they were getting bullied at school.
Now, do you believe it is important for people to make their own choices in life too?
I believe it is important for people to make their own choices in life because it helps people make good life decisions and leads them to have a good path and future, which is
the story of the Misfits is about a group of kids who gets bullied in school. The group takes a stand, putting together their name and calling it the Gang of Five, but there are only four of them in the group. They take a stand by putting posters and hanging them up in the hallways and running for a student council. And then they call themselves the No Name Party, which will help with not getting bullied. I think that it was right to take a stand when they did because it's not fair for people to get bullied who they are.
Welcome back. My topic today is I'm going to be talking about the young activist named Greta Thunberg. This girl is only 15 years old when she wanted to make a difference in the world. She has encouraged so many men, women, and kids, over 13 million people. She started on the street all alone in Sweden with only a sign. Then she led the biggest climate strike in history. Greta is one very independent young girl. She sailed here from Sweden and did not fly because she did not want to leave a carbon footprint. She denied a meeting with the president because her exact words, "I'm not going to waste my time when he is not going to do anything about climate change." Some people say climate change is a hoax, when the earth is heating up because of greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide. This topic is a problem in our earth. Anyways, this all ties back to Greta taking a stand about climate change. Also, she has led so many marching protests with signs and making a difference every day to help this world. Another topic is this book we read called Freedom of the Press. It is about using the First Amendment right as it gives newspapers, magazines, and other publications the right to print whatever they see fit without interference from the government. A high school newspaper publisher wanted to put teen pregnancy in their newspaper, and the principal at that school said no. They interviewed some pregnant teen girls and changed their names, but the principal was worried that the names would get out because of how small the school is. These publishers took a stand on wanting to post that in their newspaper. What do you think is right, Brooke? Should they have taken the article out or keep it in the newspaper?
I think that they should have kept it in the newspaper article because teens should know the risk of being pregnant in high school and the chances that you would end up taking.
I think that it was right to take a stand because I agree with Brooke about how teens should know the risk of being pregnant. All this ties back to how people take a stand. This has come to very many articles and books that we have read and about taking a stand and how it's important for people to make their own choices. It has been the Hungry Hippos with you, and this is our podcast.